someone you've probably never heard of. He is the director of Food for Life Global. They are the world's largest vegan food relief organization with projects in over 65 countries. And get this, they serve 2 million freshly cooked meals daily, and have fed over 8 billion people.
Are you ready to join us in creating a better world? Awesome, because you're in the right place. Each week, we feature an inspiring story or message to help spread positive change and create a better world for all of us. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Welcome to the I Spark Change podcast. What is up, Impact Heroes? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Thank you for spending some time with us today, because we know time is a valuable resource and we're going to make it worth your while. I appreciate each and every one of you, not just for listening, but for who you are. I know you are sparking change to make the world a better place every day, and I am humbled and grateful for your efforts. It takes all of us doing our part to spread positive change, and that's what this show is all about. Motivating you with stories of struggle, courage, and hope to empower you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others.
In case you missed it,
I don't want to be married to a limiting belief. We grip onto the beliefs we have. We all have limiting beliefs, but the more we are exposed to other perspectives, ideas, experiences, the more we can challenge those beliefs. For me, my identity was very much tied to those beliefs. And now I want to engage with folks that think differently because it sharpens my ideas. I really encourage people, challenge your beliefs, challenge them.
Available everywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, Impact Heroes. I'm so excited to be here for a super duper special episode where Rick will share some positivity and some inspiration with you. Yes, I'm not Rick, I'm Lady. I'm the digital marketing manager here at iSpark Change, and I'm so excited because Rick will do a recap of the year. We did this on 2022 and a lot of people enjoyed it, so we brought it back. I admire and look up to a lot of guests on the show, but I have to say, I have a special bond with this one guest.
One thing I can just tell you is just be yourself, because people are going to love you for who you are and not what you're trying to be or trying to portray to be somebody else. They want you to be you.
This is what we started out 2023 with, and that was with my beautiful wife, Tanya. I thought it was important. We were talking about how to spark change through fitness and health. And she's someone that I respect and admire because she embodies that every day and has for over 25 years. And so we had gotten a discussion that was, separate from us being a couple, but about, being yourself and uniqueness and how she got into fitness and how it changed her life and eventually, and changed mine as well and had a big impact on my life as well. So that was a special episode for me and how we kicked off 2023. Prior to episode 50 was Jim Trunick.
Look at the best leaders that we know in our society. They had mentors, they had coaches, and they were open to having more suggestions and more ideas.
Jim is someone that spent over 35 years in leadership in the corporate world. He worked for one company, Allergan, which is a company that I worked for back years ago. And that's where we met. And he's also an author and a speaker and a executive coach and consultant and very wise and he shared a lot of the wisdom that he gained over those 35 years in leadership. And he's been one of my long-term mentors and someone that I highly respect. And I wanted to share him with this audience. And he delivered with a ton of wisdom. He also shared how he had been in a terrible bike accident and the impact that that had on his health and how he came back from that after nearly being killed in a bike accident, which was only just recent, in the past couple of years. Something that I'm sure many of you can relate to, having a traumatic experience and having to come back from that. So moving on, Jackie Asco.
When somebody came knocking on my door and said, would you give 6 months to Spirit Radio to this project? It probably would have been easier to say, no, I'm sorry, I don't have time. I'm expecting a baby. I really felt pressed on my heart to say yes. And so I did say yes.
Jackie is the founder of Spirit Radio in Ireland. And that episode played a special role for me because Spirit Radio is one of the places where I had one of my very first interviews. And it was my few international radio interviews. I've had a few since then, but this was the very first one. It was one that I had to wake up super early on a Saturday morning because of the time difference between here and Ireland for her Saturday morning show, and had to do a radio program. And there was some really cool things with which you'll have to go to that episode where we tell the story of something that happened on my interview with her. And that's what made when I was on her show, what made her being on my show extra special, because it helped me see the individual impact of iSpark Change with the story that I share on there of the young mother. So go back and check that out and hear that story of that young mother, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Moving on, Ken Rusk.
I can't explain how or why. You just seem to be blessed with more things when you give things away.
Ken was a really cool guy. He was so relatable. And we had a great conversation about leadership and his book, Blue Collar Cash, which I highly recommend. I have read it and I've recommended it to many others and given it to a few people who I feel it can benefit, because it talks about how you don't need a college education to be successful. He started as someone that was, you know, digging ditches, essentially, you know, as the cliche goes. I mean, that's what he was doing, and septic tanks and so forth. And he built, you know, mega million-dollar company, and still has hundreds of people working for him today, and has a few companies and is highly successful. And that wasn't the impressive thing. What was impressive was his passion towards helping others and how he shares his secrets to success. And they're not about money. They're not about wealth or possessions. It's all about helping someone to be a better version of themselves. And he shares a lot of examples of how he did that, and all things that people can learn from, and things that I highly respected and try to do myself as I'm working with other individuals. So something that I highly recommend you listen to. All right. Next one up is Kristen Butler.
Serving the world, you're a hero in some way. You know, there's so many people suffering that we all need to kind of spark that inner hero. When I was out of my comfort zone and I was always hustling and always grinding, and then even when I was rock bottom, I was ridden with fear. If we all thought we could make a positive impact on this world, we would all be living our purpose.
This was a treat indeed. She is the founder of The Power of Positivity. If you're familiar with them, Power of Positivity has well over 50 million followers across various social media platforms and accounts. And they are one of my original inspirations for creating iSpark Change. We discussed her fantastic book, The Comfort Zone, Building a Powerful Team, Living in Faith, Trusting the Process. And we had built a relationship, you know, through just me following her and respecting her work and admiring her work. And, you know, we still have that relationship and friendship, and we support one another. And I've learned a lot from that, her book, The Comfort Zone. So another read to add to your reading list. It was a memorable conversation indeed, and one that you will want to go back and listen to. Next episode was Paul Turner.
You really are powerful. You're much more powerful than what the world is trying to tell you that, you know, what your limits are. You are unlimited. If I want to develop a brand with integrity, a successful, long-lasting brand, I have to be a caring brand. I have to, you know, honor the triple bottom line: people, profits, and purpose.
Now, Paul Turner, someone you've probably never heard of, he is the director of Food for Life Global. They are the world's largest vegan food relief organization with projects in over 65 countries. And get this, they serve 2 million freshly cooked meals daily, and have fed over 8 billion people. Yes, you heard that right, with a B, billion people. We discussed how we are all unlimited. We can all transform the world. How he is so humble. He was a monk for 14 years, sleeping on the ground with no pillow, which I can't even fathom. And how everything in his life led him to lead Food for Life Global and the incredible work that they're doing. I mean, just it's just mind blowing. And he was a phenomenal guy, someone that if we lived closer, he lives in, gosh, I don't remember now. He's like in the hills of Tanzania or something. I mean, he's in some far off place, but if we live closer, I mean, I would love just going for long walks with him and just learning from him every day, but someone that you could learn from too. So check that out.
Everybody's a leader, by the way, guys. If you're sat in a one-bedroom apartment somewhere in the corner listening to this, don't know your life's up to anything, you're never going to do anything, you're never going to amount to anything, I want to apologize to you because somebody's put that there. We're born with million-dollar minds. Why the f*** are you hanging around 10-cent minds?
Dr. Rob Kelly is someone I had met at an event. He discussed the power of your mindset, how he went from being homeless to being ultra-successful, changing lives all over the world. I mean, he works with people that he probably couldn't tell you because they're celebrities and professional athletes and all sorts of famous people. And he helps them to, you know, basically change their mind. You know, he discussed the difference between living the dream and dreaming of living and how, you know, everyone has that potential inside. You just have to change it up here and how we're all leaders. And, you know, it's just believing in yourself. Powerful stuff, to be sure. If you hear him speak, you will be inspired. I guarantee it. So listen to that episode and you'll get some inspiration.
I got to work on something every day to be the best version of myself. Like, I cannot afford to not work to be better. Like, I can't do that. Right? I don't have that luxury. Like, boy, get your butt up and go to work. Go to work, man. Figure it out.
This was a special episode because it was only the second time that I interviewed a guest in person. Chip Baker. Chip happens to be fairly close to where I reside in Texas. And we had a fantastic conversation. I could feel his passion and his desire to positively impact others. It was just so palpable right there. I mean, I was sitting close, but you get the picture. And he's the author of, get this, 11 books. Dang. He's also a YouTuber and a coach who works every day to become the best version of himself. And that trickles off into others. And really, really enjoyed that time with him that we got to spend, you know, one-on-one in person. After that, coming down to the end here, was Shambo.
When we want something so badly, you're usually not happy until you get it. Mm-hmm. When you don't really want anything, you know, you're happy, you're grateful when you receive something. But when you start from a place of gratitude, everything you get and everything that goes, you're still grateful. You're happy, yep. You're fine. And you're coming from a place of control.
Now, here's a guy that I really connected with on a spiritual level, which is different from how, you know, the way I connected with some other people that I'm talking about on the show. But this was cool considering we come from totally different backgrounds, you know, me being a Christian, him being a Hindu, and which shows, you know, we are also far more similar than we are different. And the big line I remember him sharing was, if you want to be happy, find a way to give others happiness. Those are wise words from a wise guest. He dropped a ton of wisdom on that episode. It was one of my favorite episodes, one of the favorite interviews I've done. And I've done hundreds of Zooms besides the show, hundreds of Zooms with people from all over the world. And that is still one of my favorite, one of those few where I had that spiritual connection. And that's probably why. Last few, we had Thomas Williams.
I think I became the vocal leader because it didn't always start out that way. It was the person who I was just observing from the successes and mistakes from others.
Thomas was episode 79, and he's a fellow Trojan from USC, like me. There's my ball right there. And he was an NFL player. He was a powerful speaker who shared how sometimes you have to lead from the back, right? Sometimes you're not the star of the team. You know, you're supposed to support others and support the star. And he was very open. He spoke from his heart. Really cool dude. Someone that I liked, not just because he was a fellow Trojan, but because he was a great guest as well. So I enjoyed that episode. All right, last few here. Next one was Nettie.
I feel like for years I've been having this like vision to reach the world with the message of purpose and hope and value found in Jesus Christ.
Now, Nettie, this is a highlight for me because she was our first music recording artist. She's a pop star from Nashville. I'm still our only musician that I know of on this show. We talked about her experience being bullied, finding acceptance of herself and others, and her message of hope and value, how she has that on her TV show now and shares that with kids and in her singing, her music. It was really unique. And that's what I appreciate about that. And it was a fun conversation. It left me with a smile on my face. And so I had to include it in here. And Ken Jocelyn.
When you have extraordinary habits, you're going to live an extraordinary life. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. When we talk about incremental, not monumental, small daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you when you do the right things every single day.
That was our last highlight of this batch, last highlight of the day. It was actually episode 93, just aired not too long ago. And this was a treat because he's so positive, so inspirational, so motivational that these are three things that are hard to find every day in one person, right? And so we discussed the importance of small daily discipline decisions over time that will always equal monumental results, which are things that I practice, you know, that compound effect. And also that when you have extraordinary habits, you're going to live an extraordinary life. And I think we're so similar in our beliefs and what we coach, how we coach others, that I think that's why we resonate together. So you talked about creating those powerful habits, and I felt like on fire after our conversation, because I was like, yes, these are all things that I talk about all the time. And it was great to hear, you know, that affirmation from someone else who has shared it with thousands across the globe. So fantastic. There were so many others that were incredible. So you'll have to go back and listen. I promise you it will be worth your time. I promise you will learn something. You will feel better having listened to the different guests, what they had to share, and it will help you to spark change in others. So I want to finish up by thanking you, our loyal audience, for supporting the I Spark Change podcast. Thank you for listening to the episodes every week. And please comment, like, share the I Spark Change podcast with others. That's the only way we're going to grow. Please drop a review. If it's 5 stars, drop a 5-star review. If it's less than that, I want to know as well, so we can see how we can improve. So share a review for us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would really help us, or on whatever platform you watch. And I guarantee that I will respond to everyone that sends us a direct message. I will respond personally. And if you do go back and watch any of these shows and you are disappointed, I want you to let me know. If you let me know personally, I promise you, I will spend an hour of my time. I will give you 1 hour of my time to help you uncover areas that you need to grow and to help you find what you're looking for, if you can find it on the I Spark Change podcast. So I'm going to throw that out there to the community. We'll see who takes me up on it. I want to thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening and watching us on our YouTube channel. And thank you for being here every week on the I Spark Change podcast. And we'll see you all next time.
Are you interested to have Rick speak at your event? Here's what others have to say.
Did not know his story, and it was so inspirational. And his presence on stage, his authenticity was just incredible.
I absolutely loved his performance. It made me feel some type of way.
If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, hire Rick. I promise you this, you will not be disappointed.
Visit rickcornelis.com to book him today.
Remember, Impact Heroes, every positive action can be a spark moment that has a ripple effect that spreads far beyond the initial act. So go out there and spark change. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, then please smash that 5-star rating on iTunes or Spotify and leave a review. We value your comments and we want to hear from you in the community. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And we'll see you next week on the I Spark Change podcast.